from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A drive-by shooting last night in Timmins is being investigated by city police. They say they were called to Wendy Avenue at Ray Street shortly after 11 o'clock. No one was hurt. Investigators are asking anyone with information that might help to contact police or Crime Stoppers. The number 70 steam locomotive that used to operate above ground at the Hollinger Mine has been returned to its resting place, all spruced up. The event was celebrated today at Porcupine Historical Park, across the highway from Bannerman Park. Timmins MPP and Provincial Mines Minister George Peary was at this ceremony and praised the work done by Gorf Manufacturing and Contracting.
Rediscovering your history is essential if you really want to find out what you're all about. So restoration of this facility here is just incredibly important.
The arrest, which was used to grind ore, and the original mine recorder's office vault from 2010 were also refurbished. Ontario's fiscal outlook remains on track despite ongoing global economic and geopolitical uncertainty. That's according to the first update on the province's finances since the release of the 2024 budget. The update notes that higher exports and household spending helped Ontario's real gross domestic product increase by 0.7% in the first calendar quarter of 2024. A more comprehensive multi-year fiscal outlook is expected later this year. Canada's communications regulator is looking to improve competition in the internet market and at lower prices. The CRTC says competitors will be able to use the current fiber networks of the large phone companies starting next February. That's expected to help grow internet competition and give consumers more choice for higher speed internet at lower prices. As an incentive to keep building high-quality networks, companies won't have to give competitors access to new networks for 5 years. In Country 93.1 Sports, Timmins is now home of a championship cricket team. The Tigers won the league title in Thunder Bay over the weekend. 5 teams took part, and Timmins beat host Thunder Bay by 53 runs in Sunday's final.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.